The 2024 California Play Equity Report, a first-of-its-kind study released by the LA 84 Foundation, highlights persistent disparities in youth access to sports and physical activity across the state. LA 84 was founded after the 1984 Olympic Games, created to help kids thrive through sports, play, and movement. Since then, its mission has expanded to address declining rates of physical activity among youth. Renata Simrill is president and CEO of the LA 84 Foundation.
The foundation commissioned the state survey. We wanted to deepen the impact of our work to close what we've called the play equity gap. And the play equity gap is the data that shows that while the youth sports market in the United States is a $30 billion plus industry, there are millions of kids being left on the sidelines or out of the game completely because of cost, because of geographic barriers, because of gender.
Key findings of the report reveal that the cost of participation in sports continues to be a significant obstacle, particularly for families earning less than $50,000 annually. Additionally, geographic disparities exacerbate access issues, with rural and underserved urban areas having fewer facilities and opportunities for organized sports. Simrill said that in the San Francisco Bay Area, 34% of young people stopped playing sports within the last 2 years, slightly higher than the statewide 30% drop. She said that 60% of parents said that cost was a major factor in skipping sports, especially in multi-child households, and other opportunities for play and movement outside of organized sports have become scarcer as well.
We've found a lot of data about the lack of sport, play, and movement in our public education system. You know, as one example, 68% of Bay Area parents didn't realize kids don't have PE 5 days a week. And our data revealed that while PE is a state mandate, the state doesn't fully fund PE. And so most schools struggle to find the appropriate funding for a PE teacher or the time to be able to have PE in school.
According to the report, the consequences when young people lose out on sports and play is significant. The report said that 32% of young people in the state of California are considered obese, and the decrease in physical activity is often linked to an increase in screen time. Simrill said that besides the obvious health benefits, sports and play can also help children to become life ready.
The benefits that young people get from being on a team, being engaged with a well-trained coach, it creates a safe space to fail that builds resiliency for young people, that helps them, you know, navigate the invariable challenges within life. But also, as an employer myself, but employers in the state of California, you know, it really helps young people create pathways to something other than sports.
Simrill said LA 84 is advocating for legislative action in California to support the vital role schools can play in closing the access gap.
One is looking at taking on PE as a fully funded mandate. If not being able to do that, at least update the standards for PE. Those haven't been updated since 2009. And the other is, looking at and exploring maybe a study bill to say, let's look at, you know, a youth sports department within the state of California that can really, look at legislative priorities, that can look at funding resources, both in our public schools and our grassroots community.
The Play Equity Report also highlights community partnerships and targeted funding to address play inequities and create sustainable play and sports programs. For more information, go to la84.org. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.